If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk, and let me tell you something. I am so excited to be talking about real estate investing that I don't even know sometimes how to follow up the remainder part of that sentence, just the remainder of that sentence. I love talking about this so much. It's crazy. So what I'm going to ask you to do is this. If you love real estate just as much as I do, and my guests that I have on the show, and all the industry experts, influencers, thought leaders, all the stuff that are providing you so much value, all these people that are coming on the show and spending an hour with me every single day, help me fill in the sentence. So here's what I want you to do. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and send me why you love real estate. And I want to know why. And I'll pick the top three answers and then broadcast that onto the airwaves. I think that'd be a super cool thing to do because it means different things to different people. And I definitely want to know what it means for you. In the next couple of weeks, we're gearing up now for the Think Realty Baltimore Conference. That's going to be from April 14th to the 15th. And we're thinking wealth and what wealth really ultimately means and what it means for real estate investors. And I feel like sometimes we put ourselves in a little bit of a different bucket, real estate investors do, and I don't really know why. We don't need to be putting ourselves in a different bucket. Maybe wealth means for us what it means for everybody else. And so one of my really good friends, brand ambassador for Think Realty and mentor of mine, John Wiley's on the air. He's going to be joining us in maybe about 5 or 10 seconds, but he has an incredible background, not only as a really well-known speaker, but a pastor, a real estate investor, a business lifestyle kind of ninja. He and I had many conversations, and he's able to, like, within minutes, just help me retweak a couple of sentences that I'm telling myself. And all of a sudden, I'm kind of free. And so in speaking with him, I thought it would be an awesome idea, one, to have him on the show, and we can talk about this concept of wealth. But then two, have the both of us kind of work through what that can truly mean for you and how you can maximize on the potential that real estate investing can give you in the overall grand scheme of things and, most importantly, your life. So let's go ahead and bring him on. John, you with me, man?
Hey, how you doing, Abhi? I'm right here, man. Thanks for
awesome.
Having me on the show today.
Hey, my pleasure. So I have one question for you. I love asking this question if I remember to ask it to all of my guests, and that is, you can be as dramatic as you want with the answer, and that is, John Wiley, are you in a real estate of mind?
I am absolutely in a real estate of mind. It is with me all the time because it's an outflow of who I am. I love doing real estate.
Awesome. 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 I think for guys like us, it's difficult never to be not in a real state of mind. You know, we always have to be in a real state of mind. Why I use two double negatives there in that sentence, I'm not entirely sure because I kind of confused myself. So It happens. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do for Think.
Well, for Think Realty, I'm the brand ambassador. Real estate is a big umbrella. A lot falls under that. But I help focus on the side of a brand ambassador, connecting investors around the nation into the Think brand. So whether it's commercial or single family residence or multifamily, just going out and helping people understand our brand and where they can get good education, great resources, whether it's attending one of our expos or connecting with one of our coaches online. I get the privilege of going around and helping people, get to where they want to be in their real estate investment. I love what I do. And I'm also an investor. I have my own, bushel full of properties. So both, I rep the brand and I actually do real estate myself.
That is so cool. And so we have a lot of listeners out there. They may be business owners. They may be very successful entrepreneurs, financial people. And they're thinking to themselves, well, gee whiz, I'm working so hard. I'm taking down a salary. I'm doing really well. My portfolio in the stock market that's been doing well over the last 10 years or so. Why should I invest in real estate? Why does that matter?
Yeah. Well, most people get into investment because they want to build wealth. And everybody defines wealth differently, right? Since we're talking about wealth, you queued it up, and I love working with you, Avi. Sometimes when you'll call me up, like you said earlier on the lead-in, maybe you're stuck on something and, a five-minute phone call with you and you're unstuck and going, not because I told you what to do, but you already know the answer. You just need somebody to ask you the right questions. So wealth, for real estate, for me, wealth, and what I find for most people is building wealth is about the freedom to go and do and be who I want to be, where I want to be, when I want to be. So we're human beings, right? So wealth is about the financial side that lets you live the life you choose to live. And what I love about real estate is you can pick so many different avenues to get educated, to utilize real estate to allow you to build wealth so you can have ultimately freedom. That's what most people are. They get into real estate, not just to make money, to build wealth, to give them freedom.
So you talk about the human being concept, and obviously you and I have talked about this a lot offline and off the air, just in personal conversation, and I appreciate those conversations because it's a very good distinction to make for somebody just even for their life. And this distinction is a human doing versus a human being. Can you talk to me a little bit about that? We have about a minute and a half before we have to go to break. I'll probably have to stop it, and then we'll come right back to it after we come back. But it's such an important concept.
Yeah. So human is who we are. I mean, we are humans. Here we are. I see you. You see me. We have the privilege of being here, right? But so the human side is what we do. The being side is who we are. Right. And so like somebody says, well, what do you do? Well, I may be I've run a printing press in my life. I do lots of things. But being is when you're, like the inside, that sweet spot inside of you where you're at peace or not at peace with who you are, the being side. And when we're stuck on either side, the doing or the being side, life can be frustrating.
It can be very frustrating, and it's not only really frustrating for real estate investors. It could be frustrating for a business owner. You could be a businesswoman. You can be a businessman. There's so many things that can happen during the day that if we're not paying attention to who we are being, then we'll throw us off our game, leading to not the best decision making. For example, I know that's happened to me. Right? Like, yep. I stub my toe in the morning and all of a sudden I spiral. Like, my coffee's too hot and I spill that all over my nicely, my nicely pressed shirt, and I get irritated and agitated. And then I'm just totally off my game. And then if I'm at a closing, then that has an effect on it. It can drive me absolutely crazy. So we are heading into a break. I do want folks to get in touch with you. What's the best way they can do that?
Well, the best way they can do that is they can find me on the Think Realty website, or they can also find me on LinkedIn or shoot me an email to jwiley at thinkrealty.com. Jay Wiley at thinkrealty.com.
Awesome. And I'd highly encourage everybody listening to do that. Just flood his inbox, because if there's one thing that you want to do this year is have a 5-minute conversation with John, and he's going to blow your mind. Think Realty Nation, we are headed to break. Do me a favor, head on over to thinkrealty.com. We've created a lot of just super awesome videos for you guys and gals out there to absorb everything that you need to know about real estate investing. I, for one, love the videos that I've created because I'm in them and I look really, really, really good. But I'll let you be the judge of that. Head on over to thinkrealty.com. We are also coming up on the Baltimore Conference April 14th and 15th. So make sure that you check us out there too. I'd love to come out and shake your hands, because believe me, talking to a microphone all day is fantastic, but I love talking to humans too. So come on out. It's going to be a blast. And pick up a copy of the print magazine at your local Barnes & Noble. All right. I'm going to break. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this 2-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Text ONAIR to 797979 for more information, or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Landlords, are you growing out of your current processes? SecurePay One can help you select a software system that allows you to scale with the best automated features for your business. Want to learn how to set up your marketing and maintenance of properties on YouTube and social media? SecurePay One is now setting appointments for training sessions to save time and money for fix and flippers, landlords, and special offers for RIA groups. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free to sign up now. SecurePay One, the landlord helper.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all,
There's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
And we're back. It's Avi Goldhar. My guest today is John Wiley, brand ambassador for Think Realty. He's also a real estate investor, and he is a mentor of mine. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about what a human being is. And the human part of it is what we do. The being part of it, the being side, is who we are. John, if you could maybe take it from the top for those of us kind of just tuning in and we're interested in learning a little bit about this concept, we will bring it back to real estate investing in just a few moments. Run through that for me one more time and slowly.
Yeah. Well, whether it, you know, real estate investing is something that we do, and we do it to build wealth. We can go to a job and exchange time for dollars to build wealth, and that's what we do, but that's not who we are. There's lots of things that we do, that we cook, we clean. This is the doing part. You know, we get to enjoy the experience of what we do. I've learned to have a lot of happiness just doing the menial tasks. But it comes, you can find joy in being a real estate investor or whatever it is you do if you're really understanding who you are, the I am-ness of what it means to be you, uniquely Avi. I love hanging around you, Avi, because you're comfortable in your own skin. So when we get set free from the stories we tell ourselves that disempower us, and if we're telling ourselves stories that are more accurate about who we are, the creativity side, you know, the way we were designed, if your story you're telling yourself up in your head matches the reality of who you really are, then you're far more free. You can enjoy your real estate investment, enjoy being a husband or a wife or an executive, an entrepreneur. You know, whatever it is that you do, you enjoy more when you understand the I am side of who I am.
And I think that's obviously a part of building wealth, right? It's not only just accumulating assets and cash flow and assets and cash flow, because if all you did was pay attention to that side of things, then I have a feeling you'll wake up in a bunch of years and regret doing all of that because you're still very unfulfilled. And it's the fulfillment piece that I think is really important to take a look at. Like, for me, radio is that creative outlet because I look really, really good on radio. And it allows me to have awesome conversations like these and bring awesome people on the air and talk about it because, you know, y'all are my friends. And I love doing that. And for me, the impact that I'm creating is reaching the one person, the two people, the three people that say, hey, you know what? I get what you're saying. I'm going to reach out because you've transformed my life. Or you gave me a concept that I'm now using to transform my life, which is probably more the case. And I love that stuff. So I know you and I have talked about different books, and I want to bring it back to real estate and you in a second. What are a couple of books that you can recommend from – hey, I want to tweak my mindset piece.
Oh, absolutely. I'll do that. 1 second. Let me just piggyback on something you said that was really good, Avi, and I want to highlight it. Now, I definitely got a book in mind that will help people out. You know, you talk. I just want to say that you know you can build wealth, whether it's in you know wealth in real estate, financial wealth, or whatever it is you do. But if you're not happy on the inside, and you can follow the formulas, do the stock market, do real estate, and build a lot of financial wealth, and still be miserable. And world history is full of rich people who were miserable. So, you know, getting the inside right first and having financial wealth, now that's the sweet spot. There's a great book out there. There's many, many good books to read. I would, if somebody really wants to get tuned in on the difference between being a human being and human a human doing and a human being and all of that. A great book is New Earth is a great book to start by Eckhart Tolle. It's a great book. It's a good primer. Or you can another book of his would be The Power of Now, learning to live right now rather than living in the future or living in the past. Because if I'm living in worry about my past or if I'm living in worry about the future, how can I be the best me I need to be right now? The book is really good at helping people like figure all that out. It doesn't do a lot of telling. It just takes you into a journey and lets you explore what's going on the inside of you. Two really great books.
Completely agreed. I mean, I'm now in the process, after your recommendation, of rereading A New Earth. And we were just talking over the break about how every word was chosen for the sentence, chosen for the paragraph. I'm super excited to continue to dive into that. And then I want to feel like I want to be like a dog, you know, like always just living in the present. Like I could get mad at a dog for doing something bad. Like, hey, I pooped on the carpet. Okay, that's a bad thing. But, you know, the dog wags its tail. 3 seconds later, and my heart melts, right? Like, come here, you puppy. Like, and it's magical. If I feel, I wish I could do that. And I feel like understanding and being very self-aware will take us down that path. So, John, and I know you have a very awesome experience with real estate investing. Tell us that story. I think that's really, really cool for everybody to hear.
Well, I got into real estate investing at 48 years old because I met my bio dad for the first time, who never knew I had ever been born. It's a long story. I love to tell it. I tell it in front of large audiences, thousands of people. You know, people are crying, they're whistling, clapping, and cheering when I paint the whole picture of how I met my bio dad, who never knew I had ever been, born. So at 48, we meet. 2 weeks later, we are in a father-son business together with a stated purpose of building wealth, financial wealth around real estate. That was about 7 years ago. And so my dad and I, who's now my best friend and business partner, we do real estate together. Didn't know how to do it, but we knew life would bring us, people like you, Abhi, and all the amazing people at Think Realty to help us learn our way forward. So we've had lots of success. We've had some crash and burns. I love crash and burn because I've learned another way not to do something. That's how I got started in real estate, and I've learned a lot. My dad and I have a buy and hold strategy for cash flow. There's lots of ways to make money in real estate, but for us in our start, it was buy, hold, accumulate cash flow. And so, yeah, we've learned a lot. I'm starting to tip my toe into the water, and that, or I've been consulting with you, Abhi. Like, I'm wanting to maybe branch out into some new areas now that I've got the single family thing going and that portfolio is working. But yeah, that's my story and how I got started.
That's huge. I mean, I'm a huge fan. I love the buy and hold strategy. So we're going to break in about a minute. What are the top 1, 2, 3 things that you like about the buy and hold that make the difference for you to stick with the buy and hold and not do, say, some of the flipping strategies that are out there and kind of hot right now?
Yeah, well, I've done a couple flips, and flipping's great. You've got tax problems. You can have tax issues with flipping if you do a lot of flipping. And every time I flip, I'm kind of unemployed again. I've got to go back and start the whole process over again. It's a lot of hard work. I love hard work. However, for us, and at my dad's age, when I met him, I wanted to help him build continued wealth for his retirement, which meant he needed stable, reliable income. So we set up a buy and hold cash flow. So as I'm buying these properties, I'm not buying on speculation of what I think it'll be worth in the future. I'm only buying under one question. Will this thing I'm looking at flow cash the first month that I buy it? If it will, I'm probably going to buy it. If it won't, it's off the table.
I want to talk a little bit more about speculation when we come back. Think Realty listeners, here's what you got to do. Head on over to thinkrealty.com. It's where I live. It's where John lives. And we're providing a whole lot of awesome information on the site. So do that. If you want to connect with us just one-on-one as well, feel free to do it. John Wiley is on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn as well. I love Instagram. That's really cool. I get to be my funny, weird, quirky, creative self on Instagram. So hit me up there. Twitter as well. Any social media platform that fits your fancy, just ask me a question. Get in touch. If you want to come check out the Baltimore Conference, I'd highly recommend it. I'm going to be there. Would love to shake your hand, get to know you face-to-face, one-on-one. It's what I do. Let's grab a coffee. It's going to be in Baltimore from April 14th to the 15th. So go to thinkrealty.com and register. Get there. We also write for the Think Realty magazine, so make sure you can pick up a copy at the Barnes & Noble and or the 84 Lumber stores. All right, I know that's a mouthful, so I'm going to let you marinate. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
All right, we're back, Think Realty Nation. It's Abhi, and you know that because of the smooth quality of my voice. Sometimes they compare me to Sinatra. Sometimes they compare me to Regis Philbin. I don't know which one I'd pick. Actually, I do know which one I'd pick. I'd pick Sinatra for sure. All right, so before the break, we were talking a little bit about speculation and how John prefers to be in a cash flowing position from day one of acquiring a real estate property instead of speculating what the future value is going to be and then banking on that future value upon resale, essentially flipping a house. Now, John, I know during the break we were talking a little bit about some of the pros and cons of renting property. And if you don't want to go down the speculation route, totally got it. Makes sense. Cash flow is the name of the game. Cash flow is your king. I couldn't agree more. But when we're looking at cash flowing property and we're looking at buying a single family rental that is or eventually will cash flow, there are a lot of elements with that that require a property to be run properly so that at the end of the month, you're left with money instead of there's more month at the end of the money. You don't want that. There's there's one or two or three things, I'm sure, that you've run into that you can share with our audience about. Here's what you should maybe consider.
Yeah, definitely. Well, having started, you know, with our first house and then our second, third, and fourth, and fifth house, I self-managed the first five or six houses. And then it became clear by the time I acquired my seventh or eighth house, I had some limitations. And, you know, I would say this, you know, about the buy and hold strategy. There's things that you can control going in, whether you buy it or don't buy it. It's on you. You know, you can get all of your critical components updated and fixed, your HVAC, your roof. You can throw money at these things and get them all going straight, you know, like everything's working, just like you would if you were flipping. But there's one variable in buy and hold that will eat up your investment, and that's the tenant. So the tenant selection is the single most important variable in an investment formula for buy and hold. It is the critical component. You know, you can buy a piece of real estate. It's rock solid. The tenant is the variable. So the enemy, the enemy of my return on investment, is really turnover. When I've got a lot of turnover going on, that's where I watch all my profits just, you know, fly out the window. A single missed rental payment could affect your overall yearly return. You know, an eviction can eat up every penny of your profit that you would expect to make on an investment property for an entire year. So a missed payment, an eviction, too many turnovers, all of these are the enemy of cash flow buy and hold strategy. So all those three things point back to one thing. Tenant selection is the single most important variable in a buy and hold. And so the question then becomes, how do I minimize that risk? How do I get the best tenants possible?
I totally agree, and I want to talk about property management too because that's important, but I want to piggyback on what you said about evictions. So I think Realtor.com, I was looking this up a little while ago, Realtor.com did a study, and this was it was TransUnion. TransUnion did a study where in the second quarter of 2011, across the country, an eviction cost roughly $1,980. Okay. So if you are, say, netting out $150 or $175 a month after paying all of your expenses on your property, that's $1,800 in cash flow, in free cash flow for the year. If you have to evict a tenant, you're already losing money on that property if you're cash flowing $150 a year. If you cash flow more, $200 a year, then you're kind of breaking even on that single family rental. So I agree with you, John. I mean, tenant selection is significantly important, and it's one of the things that, quite frankly, I would let somebody else do that's been working with tenants and has a good pipeline of tenants and understands how to screen tenants, and quite frankly, leave the emotion of that out of it. The moment that you Absolutely. Inject emotion into it, it becomes a little bit of an issue. So your question about minimizing the impact, that downside risk, how do you suggest we do that?
So the best way to do it, and it gets so easy to get caught in the trap of, and especially when you get started on your first property. I meet people at our expos all the time. I'll say, well, how many properties do you have? They'll say two or three or one. And then my next question always is, do you self-manage or do you have a property manager? And nine times out of 10, they'll say, oh, I self-manage. And I already know from experience, if they're going to continue to buy and hold, they're setting themselves up for failure. The best investment, in my opinion, a person can make, whether you have one property, two properties, hire a property manager. If it costs 10%, and that's the average, sometimes a property manager will give you 8%, but 8 to 10% of your monthly rent collected goes to that property manager, and it's you will make more money hiring the right property manager. You're fooling yourself, from my own experience, if you think that 10% you're saving, somehow you can do better than someone who's a professional at screening tenants and collecting rent and making sure your property runs smoothly. So now it's about hiring the right property manager. And I've got two tips on how to hire the best property manager possible.
Awesome. We will save those tips for after the break for sure. So two tips on how to find and hire the best property manager. That's coming up after the break. But to illustrate what you're saying, John, about the 10%, so let's run some math here. If I'm charging $1,000 a month in rent, that means on a worst case, the highest possible property management fee, let's say, is 10%. That's $100 a month. Does it make sense to spend $100 a month and have somebody else do the work, or have you handle that? Have you yourself handle that every single day for that one property? I mean, I think you're worth more than $100 a month, John, but others, you know, I can only speak for myself. We have hundreds of thousands of listeners on the show. I wonder what they think, how much, you know, if you're worth the $100 a month or not. And I mean, this then essentially becomes like a super, super low paying job. If you take the $100 and divide it by 40, 60, 80, 120 hours a week, if you were to work full time, like it's just not, the economies of scale just aren't there for you. Let somebody else take on that added risk and responsibility, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They are professionals at screening people. Most landlords aren't. Property owners, investors are not skilled screeners. And so they have the right tools. They've been doing it for years or decades. They know the ropes on tenant selection. I don't. They do. They're worth the money.
And ultimately, too, it gives us the latitude and the flexibility and the leverage to say, you know what, property manager, you're going to do this, and you're really good at doing this specific task, managing the property, finding the tenants, evictions, all that stuff. What this does is enable me to, one, sleep well at night, and two, refocus my efforts on what's really, truly important, which is finding more money and finding more deals. If I don't have enough money and if I don't have enough deals, then I'm kind of in a little bit of a jiffy, right? I need to be able to grow my business to wherever I want to take it. And if that means 5 rentals, if that means 20 rentals, if that means 1,000 rentals, then you really have to leverage yourself by finding the right people to work for you and take some of these tasks that you shouldn't be doing anyway off your plate so you can focus on more important things. Think Realty Nation, here's what you got to do. Go on over to thinkrealty.com. Check us out in Baltimore. Get tickets for the April 14th, 15th event over there. Tell me code name Abhi, A-B-H-I. It's a good little pat in the back letting me know where you got the information to come out to Baltimore. Here's the other thing. I love answering your questions and getting involved in the conversation, not only answering questions, but also connecting with you one-on-one. You know how to do it? Head on over to LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, also my fave, Instagram. The same thing for John. He's all over the place, and he's a really good guy to connect with. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com.
It's a real estate of mind.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
All right, we're on the home stretch. Welcome back, Think Realty Nation. It's Avi. My guest today is John Wiley, brand ambassador for Think Realty. Also a very good friend of mine and a mentor. He's a super, super cool guy. He understands you. And he's... John, I kind of feel like you're Yoda almost. You know, you say very few words, but then it like somehow just comes together like right then and there. If I marinate on it, it's there for me. And it's like three words. You pick those words for a reason. All of a sudden, boom, I got it. And now I'm free and I can keep kind of rocking and rolling, doing my thing. So that's really cool. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about kind of minimizing that downside risk of owning single-family rentals. One of the things that you suggested is obviously having good property management. We also discussed why it makes sense to pay good property management, because quite frankly, even if you're paying 10% a month, I mean, one, make sure your numbers are right on the property so you can afford to pay a property manager. If you don't have a property manager outlined in your budget and then you go out and buy a property, well, then you'll have to self-manage. But pay a property manager. It makes sense because you can leverage them to get, then go spend time finding deals and finding the right money for your real estate acquisitions. Just makes sense. But you had mentioned you have a couple of tips for finding the right property managers or hiring the right property managers. Yes. What are those two tips?
I do. And I'll get to those tips. I mean, I'll throw one thing out also. Plan that 10% into your cash flow strategy, you know, like whether or not I'm going to make cash every month on this or not, because down the road, if you collect enough properties and somebody wants to buy your portfolio, they need to look and see that you've been paying a property manager as part of your income and expense. Your package of houses down the road when you want to get rid of it are worth less if you haven't been paying a property manager. So don't fool yourself, because your buyer down the road, they're going to want to see you did that. So anyway, back to how to select a great property manager. Go to local meetups, local RIAs where you live, and ask people. Spend, you know, like 2 or 3 weeks asking around. Go to meetings. Hey, do you have a property manager? Hey, do you like them? You know, and just ask. Now, you're going to hear all kinds of stories. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Use this guy. Don't use that gal. Whatever. Just listen. Do a lot of listening. But you're going to start to hear a common name come up. And then once you get it down to 2 or 3 names, then you need to interview each one of them, because you're talking about a business relationship. Don't use Google. Don't use the phone book. Use referrals from other investors. That's number one tip right there. Now, once you have a property manager, this next thing I'm about to tell you is huge, and I'm going to speak from pain. I had a crash and burn in my life by not doing what I'm about to suggest you do. Here it comes. Don't hire one property manager. That may seem crazy, but listen, I had a pretty good number of houses in my portfolio, and my property manager came to me and said, oh, by the way, we're done. We're shutting down our doors. I had nowhere else to go. I literally had 2 weeks' notice that in 2 weeks, all the rent had to be collected, and I had nobody to collect my rent, no one to take the maintenance calls, and I had no relationship built with any other property manager that I could move to. Abhi, it was a train wreck. I spent 90 days of my life in a high-stress world knocking on doors, trying to collect rent, taking deferred maintenance issues, and all of these things. I learned a valuable lesson. Have your primary property manager, but have another property manager over here that also manages one or two of your properties. Make them earn your business, and don't leave yourself exposed to just having one single property manager. And then the last tip would be this. No matter which property manager you have, one or two that you're using, you need to audit them on the maintenance side. The number one way a property manager is going to fail you or let you down, from my experience, is not being smart with property maintenance requests. I'll get bills across my invoice at the end of the month, like for $750 for a plumber. And I'm like, what? $750? So I make a phone call. I audit the company. What was this? When was this? How come it's so much? And they know that if I'm looking over every line item of that monthly statement and I've got questions, they're more mindful of my portfolio. So here's the lesson I've learned. When I get my end-of-the-month statement, they know they're going to get a phone call from me, and I'm going to have 5 questions. Well, once they know I do that, they pay more attention. They don't want me to call them with 5 questions. So I've noticed they do a better job when they know I'm calling every month, once a month, to ask 5 questions about my portfolio.
So that's really smart. Auditing the maintenance team that the property management company hires on. So then here's a question, right? There's some property management companies that outsource, well, I would say the majority of them will outsource maintenance requests. There are very few that have in-house maintenance people, that have in-house plumbers. For those maintenance, for those property management companies that have an in-house maintenance team, is it worth paying more to those people? Or does it make sense to say, hey, you know what? your maintenance, you're a property management company. You came highly recommended, but I'm understanding that you do outsource some of your maintenance requests. I don't mind paying you a little bit less. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, every property management company has a different approach toward that. So some property managers will hire outside contractors to go on your, you know, they'll screen them and send them out there. And then the property manager marks up the bill. So they'll send out Joe's Plumbing to fix a leak. The property manager gets the bill and they tack on, 15% for, handling the bill. Ask them that question. If they do, ask them if they're willing to waive those fees, to get my book of business. Find out how they handle those maintenance requests. If they have an internal employee that goes out and does those things, find out what they do. Ask them, do you do that at cost? I know you have to pay for that employee, but what's the hour per hour rate for that internal employee to go out? What am I billed at? Ask them the question. And then ask yourself, is that a reasonable billing rate? If you think it's unreasonable, ask for a reduction. Ask for justification. You got to remember this. They want your business. If you just go with whatever they say, that's just a lay down. You need to get them to sharpen their pencil and earn your business.
So audit, absolutely audit. And
yes,
I do like the fail-safe, right? Have more than one property management company in your Rolodex that you've connected with, that you're in conversation with, because if one of them shuts down and they're local, then, well, gee whiz, you're kind of crap out of luck there. So then here's another question. Would you then go with a national property management company? Sure, they may be a little bit more, but they're a little bit more accountable perhaps, and they may not have these cash flow issues, because sometimes property management companies, even though they're running a business, they may not treat it like a business, but some of these national property management companies, maybe they do instead. Would you still go local, or would you be open to like a national property management company?
Yeah, I'm open to either one. Whoever's going to treat my tenant the best, who aligns with my core values of how I want my tenant treated. Whether they're local or national, they both have pros and cons. I'd go with either one, and I'm going to circle back to why I have two. And I don't just mean have one that you use and then one in your Rolodex. I want to clarify. Engage under contract with two. Here's why. So have your primary and give them 90% of your portfolio. Give the other one 10%.
Ah.
And here's the reason why. If the 90% or if you become unhappy with that manager for any reason, that it's like, hey, you know what? I think we're done. You're already on the other manager's book of business. You already have an agreement. You already have a contract. You're already in the system. You don't have to start from scratch. It's just a transfer. It's done. It's seamless. And you won't miss a beat. If you're going to go to a property manager who's just in your Rolodex and they're not in your system, it takes weeks sometimes to get all those contracts back and forth, get them signed, get everything transferred over. You don't have weeks.
Right.
When it comes down to it, you've got days.
And that is the show, John. Thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it. Think Realty Nation, here's what you got to do. Go ahead and go on over to thinkrealty.com. We've made ourselves available to you there by creating awesome content and articles that you can read to help you spur that side of you that says, I want to invest in real estate. And then go pick up a copy of the Think Realty magazine that you can pick up at the 84 Lumber Stores and also Barnes & Noble. Yes, absolutely, Barnes & Noble. And if you want to get in touch with me and ask me some questions, you know how to do it. Find me on social anywhere. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
At Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
BizTalk Radio.